This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
The longest field goal ever attempted is 76 yards. The longest field goal ever missed? Also 76 yards. Why bring this up? Because knowing your limits matters, both when you're kicking a field goal and when you gamble. Betting more than you're comfortable with is like trying a 70-yard field goal. It probably won't go well. So set a limit when you gamble and stick to it. Want more helpful tips like this? Go to KeepItFunOhio.com for games, quizzes, and lots of ways to keep your gambling from getting out of hand.
I think there's a lot of balls in what we did on that album. And we had to do it in 3 weeks. We booked the Chateau for 3 weeks. So we went there, we did all the tracks, all the overdubbing, we did the mixing in England. And I think it was a distillation of everything they'd done previously. Day by day.
Hey, you're listening to Day by Day, Uriah Heep. This is episode number 6 about album number 6 by Uriah Heep called Sweet Freedom. Came out in September of 1973, and it was the first album to be released by Warner Brothers in the U.S. Actually hit number 33 on the Billboard charts in the U.S. and was certified gold in 1974. The cover of this album presents us with a very different approach from the Roger Dean fantasy-type covers of the previous two albums. I would say this is an obvious attempt to cater to the American market, because it makes them look like a Southern rock or a country rock band. And the album title, Sweet Freedom, plays right into that. And I mentioned on the last episode that they started exploring a Southern rock kind of sound. I would have to say with this album, with the title and the cover, very much aimed at the American market at the time. That being said, once you put the record on, it still sounds like a Uriah Heep album, and it's a good record. So let's get into it. Sweet Freedom kicks off with a song called Dreamer, written by Gary Thane and Mick Box. Upbeat, lots of guitars, the chorus is okay, so this is a decent enough song. I don't love it, but it's a fun song. Second song on the album is called Stealin'. Gallops along, it's mellow at first, but it kicks in. It's an alright song. I like the lyrics, stealin' when I should have been buying. It has a generic feel, but it's listenable.
Take me across the water, 'cause I need some place to hide. I done the ranch of Dota, and I showed it her. Ooh.
Third song on the album is called One Day. Kicks in with some big harmonies, big bass sound. This was co-written by the bassist and also Ken Hensley. This is a cool song and pretty heavy. Side one ends with the title track, Sweet Freedom. 6.5 minutes long, has a mellow intro that is too long, but the song is very melodic when it kicks in, big harmonies at the end, so it's an okay song, but it's too long. Overall, side one is not bad, and as I said in my notes, I would put this on in the background.
Podcast listeners, Christian Swain here to tell you more about my experience with Raycon earbuds. Our family now has 3 pairs of Raycon earbuds around the house, and my wife just grabbed a pair of the Headphone Pros to replace some headphones from a company that was double the price. And yes, she loves them. Now, if you haven't pulled the trigger on a pair of Raycons, or even if you have but you're in the market for another pair because they're just that good, well, now is the time to check them out. Because they just launched their upgraded model of the best-selling everyday earbuds. With Raycon's upgraded everyday earbuds, now you also get active noise cancellation, ergonomic design, and multi-point connectivity that lets you pair with 2 devices at once. New quick charge function, 3 customizable sound styles plus awareness mode, available in a variety of vibrant new colors to complement any and all skin tones. I even have a pair of earbuds in a cool green color. I have tried just about every earbud known to humankind, and these Raycons are fantastic. Seriously, if you've been wanting to check out Raycons, there truly is no better time. You're going to ask yourself why you didn't check them out sooner, and Raycon offers a 30-day happiness guarantee. So, what are you waiting for? Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order, plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon.
Flipping the record over, side two kicks off with a song called If I Had the Time. 5 minutes and 43 seconds, a boring ballad with a reasonably heavy bridge, but not great. As I said on the last episode, Uriah Heep, much better with the heavy loud, distorted songs than the ballads, in my opinion. Second song on side two, Seven Stars, upbeat, kind of heavy, but more organ than guitar. Cool chorus that has an Iron Maiden vibe. So I like this one a lot. As I was just mentioning, this is one of those Uriah Heep heavy metal songs, and this is what I think they were good at. Don't try to be anything else but what you are. Don't try to do anything else but the things you do. Cause I had a dream about seven stars and the seven good things that you are to me. Third song on side two is called Circus, a funky acoustic song with bongos. They had the right idea with the last song. This song, at least it's short.
What? Walking around this concrete garden, viewing all in vain. Thinking why a dream is driving everyone insane. Then someone will come and make you feel the master in control. Still you're picking up and screwing anyone's got a soul. I've been here far too long to remember sights and sounds from this town of clowns. Making up, dressing up and walking around, thinking that you're greater garbles. I'm sorry my dears, but we only sat down and laughed and laughed and sorrow. But it was you that opened the door, and it's that we thank you for.
Alright, we're going to end the album with a song called Pilgrim. 7 minutes long, written by Ken Hensley and David Byron. Big harmonies on the intro, kicks in, and it's pretty hard rocking. The chorus seems to be the harmony section. Once again, we get a long breakdown. This is a cool guitar song. It has a cool heavy end. I like it, but get rid of the part in the middle, which I've said several times on these episodes. I don't like the meandering middle breakdown sections, but this is a cool song and a good way to end the album. Overall, I would say this is a decent album, but the song Circus really sucks. So that's the worst song. Favorite song on the album is Seven Stars, the one where I referenced Iron Maiden. Alright, join me tomorrow when we're going to dive into the next album by Uriah Heep called Wonderworld.
Wiping out all the misery, making love and healing.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.